Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Milo is sitting in the big bay window. There's a squirrel 6 feet away, on a branch in the big linden with a nut in his mouth. Now he sees Milo from the get-go. Big green nut in his mouth, he is locked in on the dog in the window. His focus never strays. He's been chased by some real dogs. Well, okay, you know, Milo is a real dog. It's just that he's tiny, he's cuddly, and he likes to be carried. He could live on top of a throw pillow, I think. So Milo is atop the love seat that resides in the big bay window. He has one at his house, too. He likes it there because it gives him full coverage of the street. Milo needs full coverage of the street because he knows his humans will return any minute now. Milo needs his humans, the ones he lives with, and he knows that the only reason they would leave him with us is that a family tragedy has occurred and they simply had to leave town. They had to. Now, actually, his humans are on a lake up north with their sibs and the kids of sibs and the kids of kids, and they're all having a ball. But they have told Milo over the years that, oh, Aunt Millie had passed away, or that they'd been called to fight Canadian wildfires, or that they're flying to Washington to testify before Congress. Yeah, that's it, Congress. Now, Milo is a good dog and a loving dog. If his humans say it's so, it's so. So there he is, perched on the love seat, 6 feet away from a squirrel in the linden, separated by a pane of glass. And what's he looking at? He's looking at a dark gray SUV making a U-turn on Rock Avenue. Why? Because his humans drive a dark gray SUV, and they could be returning home at any minute. This is a what-if dog, if ever there was one. What if my humans come back right now? Wouldn't that be great? What if they came back 2 days early from their 3-day trip? What if they came back with a 5-pound bag of my favorite treats? What if I could surprise them at the door? What if I could be there when they walked in and I jumped right into their arms and then I got those treats one by one until they were almost gone? Hey, wouldn't that be great? So he's in the window and the squirrel is right outside. I'm sitting across the room thinking, Milo, there's a squirrel with a nut in his mouth right in front of you. Milo, look, he's right there. I was sure the dog would pounce. I was worried he would bonk his cute little cranium on that window. I thought I would have to call his humans to tell them that Milo was okay and that he was resting comfortably at Vernon Memorial, undergoing tests and observation. Oh, no need to come home early, I would say. We've got it covered. So did he pounce? Did the squirrel retreat up the tree? Nope. Milo and the squirrel locked eyes. The squirrel's tail shivered in the nervous dance that they do. Milo's tail quivered in the nervous dance that he does. And they stared. They stared for 30 seconds. That's a long time in dog and squirrel land. Then Milo saw another dark SUV, and the squirrel saw its chance. The next time Milo refocused on the tree, the squirrel was gone. Just gone. Squirrels are really good at that. Milo is back on his perch on the back of the love seat in the big picture window under the linden. He knows that he's safe here. He knows that he's ready to repel all invaders, and he knows that his humans will be back any minute now.